Now I get to speak to my very special guest. So just a few weeks ago, we celebrated Charles Burrell's 97th birthday. And what a wonderful life that you have had, Charles Burrell. And I have a quote here from you. You said, "When you go through life, be serious, but not too serious." Do you feel that you've lived that these 97 years?
All the way. That was always my philosophy, and that came from my wonderful mother.
And at Denverado.
At Denverado, which was the big gun in my life, between my life and also Diane's life and our other relative, Sharon P. She was the catalyst in making all of us think well of life.
And she nurtured you when you were younger, and when you were 12 years old and you heard the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra and you said, "Someday I want to play with this orchestra."
That's what I said, but I had to laugh because in retrospect, I was thinking about what happened in my life and how glorious it was to think that we had people like my mother and a little Diane Reeves, I call her, because when she was only 3 years old, she was the most feisty little thing I'd ever seen in my life. And she wasn't talking, but she was singing. I said, "What is this?" And I looked up, and my mother said, "Charlie, take care. Because she's going to make something, you know, she's going to make her mark in life." And I said, "Thank you, Mom." And I did. And she did also.
She did. And then I understand that George Duke found out that he wanted to take a lesson from you and found out that you were his second cousin.
Yes.
And, yeah.
That was in Marin County where he was living then with his mother, obviously. I found out very soon that he had a talent because I went to church and heard him playing. I don't think he was 12 or 14, something like that. I heard him playing. I said, "Oh boy, this is another big talent, big gun." And so I spent 5 years with George Duke. Every Saturday, for 8 hours, we played and rehearsed in his apartment. And the big, marvelous thing was the fact that his mother and his aunt were good cooks, and that was very stimulating because you can't beat good food and music, okay? So they were cooking good food, and me and George were playing what they call good music. And we just had a time, as I said before. And, and things went on from there because most of this is described in my book, the one that I wrote, that was enough. So that was enough, so.
But it's a good book. And I understand that you told George that because you're classically trained and played with the symphonies, but you told George, "I don't think classical is going to be your bag. I think jazz is going to be." And I read this where he was a little disappointed, but yet he took your words. He heeded your advice and pursued the jazz end of things.
Well, definitely. I looked at him and I heard what he was doing. I said, "George, now let's go to this right in the see where you belong and what you're going to do and so forth." And he looked at me and said, "Oh, okay." Because he wanted, as a matter of fact, to be a classical musician. And I said, "No, I don't think so. Not when I heard him play." And then the big thing was, I'm trying to think now, hold on 1 second. Oh, yeah. He came to me and he started playing on the trombone, and I laughed. I said, "George, I don't think so." I said, "I think I actually heard him play at church on a Sunday." I said, "I think your piano is your best bet, so we'll go for piano." And I got him right up in every days. He said, "Okay, this is what you're going to do now." And he listened to me, and I did have a chance to teach him a few little things about music, not only music, but life. And that was what my mother taught me. So I passed it on to him. And he was very gracious. He passed it on because his mother was also a teacher, and she passed it on to him. So we had a marvelous, marvelous time.
Charles, I just have to say that we are just so thrilled that that you decided to stay in Denver, and you've just brought so much to our community, and you're an inspiration to so many people. I know that at 97, are you still practicing in the morning a little bit, just to?
No, I can't practice anymore. The big thing is that I tried to practice when I was 93, and I discovered that I couldn't lift the bass up, so I had to quit, and that was the end of that. But it was not quitting disdainfully. It was just quitting because I had to. And I looked back and said, well, I had a good ride, and that was all there was to that.
And that's something I'm very happy that you were able to get to that point and know that, yes, it has been a good ride.
Yeah.
So when you first heard classical music, what was it that touched your soul? What?
It was the sound of the music, and I think it was, if I remember correctly, it was a Tchaikovsky symphony, and it was, there's a Tchaikovsky symphony conducted by Pierre Montour, and I looked, I said, oh my, that is magnificent. And I think I went the next day and told my mother, I said, that's what I'd like to do, is to play with that. But there was a series of the events that caused me even more so to want to play with that, because the fact that when I first heard the Detroit Symphony, and I saw them walking out there with their white tails, and I told my mother, oh, I think that's where I'm going to go, Mom. You know, she says, well, you can go, but just make sure you want to do it correctly and don't give up every day. And I had to laugh, because I look back now, and I think that my first vacation from my instrument was when, after 20 years of practicing, I had my first vacation, and it was, I think, what, 2 hours, and I got so bored I had to go back and start practicing after all that time. You know, I said, oh boy, this is marvelous. But like I said before, I just want to say that in all retrospect, I appreciate where I've been and what I've done, and I think loads and loads and loads of people in Denver, and I'm so thrilled to be related to Diane Reeve. Okay.
Well, and now you're adding some music to our mix. I tell you what, I would like to play some music, Charles. This is a recording going back with Ralph Sutton on piano and Gus Johnson on drums, live in Lakewood. And this was recorded at
Charlie O's.
And so, yeah, let's listen. And what is it? I Found a New Baby. Is that?
Yes, I think that's it.
That's what we're going to hear first. All right. Charles Burrell with Ralph Sutton, Gus Johnson. Yeah. Thank you. live at Charlie O's in Lakewood. That's Ralph Sutton piano, Charles Burrell bass, and Gus Johnson on drums. Charles, thank you so much.
Susan, it was a rare pleasure being in your company. You always know what to say. I'm very happy to be here. Thank you. God bless you.